Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, we're talking about one of your specialties today.
We are. I'm so excited.
I am super, super excited. We're talking about functional fertility.
Yes.
And I know your passion behind this. So talk to us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So, well, for anyone who doesn't know, I am certified through A4M as a functional fertility specialist.
Yes.
And this is becoming a great passion of mine. Infertility is up to 1 in 6 couples now struggling with infertility. So it's a huge need out there, and I'm loving all the support that I'm able to provide to these couples.
Yeah.
So today I wanted to come on and just kind of go through what the initial workup looks like for getting in as a new patient. So first of all, who should come in? Well, anybody.
Everybody.
Anybody and everybody. If you're thinking about having a baby, having a workup done prior is fantastic. Preconception is a wonderful time that we can make huge differences, both in mom and dad, so we've got the best genetics going forward into the healthiest pregnancy and the healthiest baby that we can have.
Yeah.
So I love to have 3 to 6 months to prep people, longer if we've got other health issues going on. So as soon as you're thinking about having a baby, getting a fertility workup is absolutely fantastic.
So not necessarily trying, but 3 to 6 months prior to trying.
Yeah, I've got people who come in all the time that are saying, hey, you know, we're looking in the next 3 months or the next 6 months, we want to start trying. Now is a great time for me to check everything out and make sure things are good to go.
Yep.
And start working on anything that we're deficient in at that time.
That's super awesome. And yeah. I'm going to ask you a completely random question.
All right, go for it.
Does this apply to couples who are trying to have a second child, third child,
absolutely,
as much as the first?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it does not matter, like, if you've already had kids or anything like that.
Yeah, it's great. Cool. Things change. I mean, pregnancy depletes mom. And so a lot can change between one pregnancy and the next pregnancy.
Okay.
So making sure that everything's back on par and good to go before you go for your next child, absolutely beneficial.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super
cool. Also, of course, anyone who has previous infertility issues, so like if you struggled to get pregnant with your first baby and it's time to start trying again, also a great time to come in. And then, of course, if you're currently struggling with infertility, great to add on our services. Even if you're currently under care with a reproductive endocrinologist and you're going through treatment, so IUI, IVF, anything like that, we can support all of that.
Yeah.
There are things that we can do through functional medicine and functional fertility that can help increase the success of those treatments.
Yeah.
So cool. It's not pick one or the other. They very well work together.
And out of complete ignorance, it's not only for infertility, it's also for kind of healthy baby and
absolutely
healthy mom as well, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the healthier that you are going into a pregnancy, the healthier the pregnancy will be.
Okay.
And then we offer some support throughout pregnancy. Of course, I don't override the midwife or the OBGYN, but I'm here for help and support. And then postpartum as well, getting things back on track.
Right.
So we're here for all phases and stages.
Super cool.
So you do not necessarily have to wait that 6 month to a year time frame to come in. You know, if you're going into your regular OBGYN, if you go in and say, hey, I've been trying for 3 or 4 months, things just seem off, or I've not started trying yet, but I have really weird periods and I don't know what's going on. Most of them are just going to tell you, oh, you're, you know, under 35, go try for a year. And if you're not pregnant, then come back and we'll see what we can do.
Right.
Or you're over 35 and you feel like your clock is ticking, well, go out there for 6 months and then come back and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
That's not the case here. If you've tried for 1 month and you just think something's off or you just want to know, we absolutely can start working things up quickly.
Or like increase your chances.
Just, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put every sort of, because you want everything in your favor.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know? Cool.
Absolutely. So how our workup goes. First of all, I do prefer to have all labs, paperwork, any prior records, anything like that. I want that in my hands prior to your first visit.
Okay.
That makes us have a very productive first visit. That first visit typically lasts for about an hour. Mm-hmm. If I am only getting your labs and your records at that visit, it's going to take me some time to weed through everything and start figuring out, what have they done? What have they missed? What else do we need to do?
Is there a time frame from these labs, like labs over the last year?
If we're fertility related, if you've been trying for 6 years, I want to see everything they've drawn.
Okay.
I want to see everything they've done for the last 6 years
okay.
of that. So anything and everything. I want to see it because it may seem insignificant, but it could be a big puzzle piece.
Okay.
So I want to see all the things, which means I need to have some time to go over it. So typically I like to have all of that in hand at least a week prior to the appointment.
Okay.
We want to see also your basal body temperature tracking and LH tracking if possible. And I'll do separate videos about this at some point, but basal body temperature tracking is basically where we're just tracking our temperature, putting it into an app or charting it on paper. That's letting me see if we're getting a spike in that temperature. That's giving me another clue towards ovulation.
And that's like the Oura Rings.
Oura Rings does it. Yeah, okay. The new Apple Watches do. Or you can get just a simple basal body temperature thermometer that you wake up and take your temperature every morning. There's a bunch of different devices for it. But okay. I like to see that kind of stuff. If you get like the Mira or different hormonal things that you can track with, whatever it is that you're using, I want to see that at your appointment.
Okay.
So for labs, there's two sets of labs that we have to draw. And again, preferably I want these done before I see you. So for the females, that's what I'm talking about first. We want labs done on cycle day 2 to 3. So cycle day 1 is the first day of full bleed period. Cycle day 2 to 3, so 2 to 3 days into that, we want to do some labs. Critical for this day is the estradiol level, FSH and LH levels. If we draw them on any other days of the cycle, it's not going to be accurate. So it is critical timing here. Sometimes we'll go ahead and add on other things in with this lab draw. So like your AMH levels, testosterone, DHEA, prolactin, ANA, antinuclear antibody. Interestingly enough, the more that I've been doing these ANAs through my fertility treatment, the more positive ANAs I'm seeing. And so ANA, antinuclear antibody, looks for autoimmune disorders.
Interesting.
And so most of these patients don't have any symptoms of an autoimmune disorder yet, but just having that positive ANA can create enough inflammation within the body that the body would actually attack implantation and pregnancy could be not happening because of that.
Well, and that's just a good thing to know.
Exactly.
Like to know. Like that's it, that you want to know that sort of
thing. Yeah. And most of this is stuff that your regular OBGYN or a reproductive endocrinologist are not looking at a lot of this.
Yeah.
And I also do a full thyroid panel, including antibodies, because you could have positive antibodies, everything else in the thyroid be normal, and it still impede a pregnancy.
Okay.
So then again, we draw labs on cycle day 19 to 21 or 7 days post ovulation. So most women who are tracking, trying to get pregnant, they know exactly when they've ovulated. 7 days after that, we need to get a progesterone level. So that's critical timing for progesterone. Then I add in the rest of the normal labs that I would do. Whatever I didn't do on cycle day 2 to 3, I'm going to put on this one. So your standard stuff, a CBC, CMP. We're looking at a hemoglobin A1C. So that's looking for any blood sugar dysregulation. We're getting an insulin level, CRP for inflammation, lipid panel, bunch of different vitamin levels. So a good way to do this could be that we could do one of our Cleveland panels, which we have a video on Clevelands that we can link in here. But a Cleveland is a super comprehensive test. So either the cycle day 2-3 or the cycle day 19 could actually be replaced with just doing a Cleveland panel.
Okay. And you wouldn't have to match the timing, or you would have to
still have to match the timing. Okay. So whichever one you want to do the Cleveland with, we do.
Got it.
And then whatever's not on the Cleveland, we do on the opposite draw.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, our Cleveland's a great way to do that. Easy to get in and get that done. Takes about 2 weeks to come back. Other things that we can also consider through a functional fertility workup, our GI map. Gut has a big effect on fertility. Sometimes I'll do vaginal microbiome testing, cortisol testing, nutrient testing, food allergy testing. There's a lot of different options of things we can dive into. Typically, that kind of stuff is going to come after the first appointment.
Okay, because you can kind of tell we need to go more down this route, or we need to go more down another route.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So if I see something that's really coming up that I think, yeah, we need to track that down, then there's other testing that I may recommend at that point.
Okay.
And then for the male partner, because this is literally 50-50. When you look at infertility, it's a 50-50 split on where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So for male patients, of course, the first thing that I'm going to recommend is a semen analysis. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal, guys. Not that big of a deal. We go through a lot. Guys can do that. So that I have to send out to one of the local reproductive endocrinology offices, so a fertility office. Generally, $200 to $250 for this, and you provide a sample. Typically, same day or next day, we have results, and it lets us see what are the semen parameters looking like, because obviously, we can typically make things better there. Not everybody's perfect, so things that we can do to help with that. If that's really off, like if counts are really abnormally low, then we're going to start diving into labs. So looking at hormone levels, thyroid levels, A1C, like maybe they're pre-diabetic and it's affecting it, looking for inflammation. So from there, I start diving into blood work.
Okay.
But the analysis is the first thing. And again, if we can have all of that done before the first visit, that really helps me come up with a fantastic game plan.
Do typically both people come to the visits?
That's what I prefer.
Okay.
A lot of times it's just the women coming.
Okay.
They're, you know,
come on, guys.
I know infertility, when we're looking at fertility, so often the women take everything onto themselves.
Yeah.
But again, it's 50-50. So having the men there to hear the plan and also to go over their results is super, super important.
So. It's supportive too.
Like absolutely.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah. Women can't do this all alone.
No.
So benefits of this, again, if you're preconception, like I said, we can find things that need to be addressed before it ever becomes a problem and prevent issues in the pregnancy. And if you're already struggling through infertility, I guarantee you I'm going to be looking at more than other doctors would have been looking at. So we can find things that have not been found yet and start to work on those underlying issues that can improve fertility, help with, you know, if we're doing IVF, we can still improve the egg quality and help with better retrieval and better implantation rates and all of that.
Yeah.
So fantastic things that we can do here.
You know, it is such a, I'm seeing how, like, you know, doing something like this, it's going to make you healthier.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just like it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I love this. I love everything about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So of course I can do local patients. We can also do out of town, out of state.
Okay.
So out of town, I do have plenty of patients who drive in to see me, but we can also do telemedicine.
Yep.
We can do out of state, but if we're not in the state of Tennessee, all I can offer is suggestions and supplements based on what you have going on. No medications could be prescribed out of state.
Okay.
At this time. Laws are changing all the time, so always check back in. But for right now, it would be a plan based on diet and supplements.
And how long, like, is this typically, I guess it's so dependent on, like, the individuals here. But, you know, is this, like, a year-long thing? Is that a weird question?
It depends. So I tell all my patients, whatever plan we create, you've got to give it at least 3 to 4 months for that plan to be making a difference.
Okay.
And I talk about this in all of my fertility videos. The maturation process for sperm and the maturation process for the oocytes or the eggs takes 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
So differences that you start making today, that's not going to be the sperm or the egg that are being used for at least 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
So you've got to give it a little bit of time. Like, sure, things can happen and you start and then the next month you're pregnant and, like, awesome.
Yeah.
But average would be at least 3 to 4 months before I expect to see big changes out of things.
Yeah, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, thank you so much. I love hearing you talk about this topic because you're so passionate about it. So thank you for doing this Explain This video.
Absolutely.
Guys, Functional Fertility, we will link down below a couple more Functional Fertility videos as well as the Cleveland Heart Panel video. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. As always, we'll see y'all next time. Don't go away.